Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just reading this from the New York Post here, BT. Red Sox have serious, in quotations. Actually, it's not quotations. What's the other one? The single. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know.
The doubles quotations. What's the single one? I go to you, the grammar and English expert.
Yeah. Where they're attributing a quote? Is that like where they're trying to...
Where the word... So Red Sox have...
And then...
It says serious, but not double.
Not double, it's single.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the exact term.
Anybody?
Anybody.
Sorry, forget I asked.
Hello.
Anyway, the Red Sox have serious free agency meeting with Bo Bichette.
Okay.
I mean, if their top priority... And again, these are reports, we don't know. But if the Red Sox top priority is Bregman, and they're having a serious meeting with Bo Bichette, you do the math. I mean, they're not...
No, they're not bringing Pete at that point.
I
don't think they bring in Bregman and Bichette either.
I don't necessarily.
Well, it's fairly redundant because you're not going to have Bichette play shortstop.
No, why wouldn't you have him play second?
You could. I'm saying you could. I guess they actually could make the money work. Yeah,
Bregman at third, Bichette.
Yeah,
at
I
second.
Guess they could actually. Yeah, they could.
I could
that.
See two. Like, if Bregman's their top priority, then I'm not sure whether they'd be taking a quote serious meeting with Bichette. Anyway, it makes it. Less likely, or it seems less likely. Now, remember, they're having a meeting with Pete. Pete's going to meet with the Red Sox and Orioles when he drives himself to the winter meetings. And the reason why Pete's driving, we were joking about it before, but he lives in Tampa or wherever he lives in Florida. So obviously, it's not a big deal for him to go to Orlando and show up at the winter meetings like a lot of players do. And he's expected to meet with those two teams. David Stern says, not a big deal. We know Pete. We don't need to meet with him. Like, we already know Pete and where he's at. He's got to meet with others and see what other options are out there before coming back to them. So I wouldn't go nuts. But what I would say is it doesn't seem like there are 5-6 suitors for Pete Alonso. It seems, according to reports, that there are two, one of which who might not really be that interested in the Red Sox if they're prioritizing Bregman and having a, quote, serious meeting with Bo Bichette.
I know they're doing due diligence as well. I mean, let's face this. If they put, you know, all of their energies into, say, a Bregman, Schwarber, Pete trio, and Bregman gets something unexpected and bounces, well, then... Then you're kind of in a hole. So where if you remain engaged with Bichette, I don't know that you'd want to necessarily plug him into third base, but I just think you do this just to keep the areas and the avenues of dialogue open. So if something happens unexpected, it's just business. I think that the Red Sox would be moronic not to go an extra year more than anybody else for Pete. Pete Alonso at Fenway Park would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I don't know. If there's a... If you have an issue, you, BT, have an issue with extending for Pete, then why would that be different in just because of the ballpark?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's not like Pete's just a dead pull hitter. He hits a lot of homers. I don't know about a lot, but he can hit homers to all fields.
Well, that's, yeah, as Devin Williams.
Right,
but that's
yeah.
part, in a good way, that's part of the reason why Pete was able to get the average back up last night, and we saw last year, and we saw very early down in Port St. Lucie. Down in Port St. Lucie last year, that he was kind of changing his approach and letting the ball get a little deeper and hit the ball to right field.
Also, could become
which led
dangerous.
To a lot of doubles, which
could,
is a good thing.
Right, could become dangerous for Pete or any hitter like a lefty at Yankee Stadium. All of a sudden,
trying to jack it.
Yeah, that's why we didn't worry about Soto because he wasn't going to worry about the short porch. He's going to do his thing.
Same with Bellinger.
Yeah, exactly. There are certain guys you want to make sure you stick to that. So Pete. you know, seeing the lore of the Green Monster right there, maybe a part of him would try to continue to jack home runs or pull more home runs, which can be a detriment to him. So I would just recommend being himself. But that's why I wouldn't get caught up in the ballpark. I think the Red Sox need offense and they could use the power bat.
Yep.
But I wouldn't just say they should go more just because of their ballpark.
But the reality is it's the shortest fence in baseball. And I know now, by the way, that being the case, what do opposing pitchers do? Well, they feed you outside stuff, so right. You can't pull it. Although these guys could actually hook outside pitches. I just think if he played 81, he posts every day, so he's playing 158 minimum, you know, God forbid something wacky happens. He's playing every night. You give him...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
81 home games. Let's say he sits two, so he plays about 79 or so. And, you know, 80 times 4, 320. You give him about 320 at-bats or plate appearances in that stadium, I would bet for Pete to hit 50 home runs next year. I really would in that ballpark. I mean, not all in Fenway, but you know what I mean.
I don't necessarily disagree with that. I'm not sure I would sign up right on the dotted line for 50, but we know he's going to produce with power because that's what he does, which brings me to this. What is up with the market? He plays every day post. First time I heard that term.
I know. Horses.
Was with Omar Minaya on Baseball Night in New York on SNY, 6 o'clock Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
First time I heard.
They better start plugging that a lot now.
Don't say anything.
Can I be a guest?
Sports Night as well. Well, I tried years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I did when we first got teamed up. I told you about that. Let me talk about more.
Oh, yeah.
I did. I told you to reach out to them. Okay.
I know you did.
Anyway.
You did.
So. Alonzo, he posts. The first time I heard that was Omar Minaya saying, well, these guys post. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean, post? Well, they play every day. Oh, well, why not just say that post? he plays every day.
Here comes Pete coming out of the left side. All right.
And Mendoza said it again last night.
Yeah, I know.
He posts.
I know.
So why? Why wouldn't a guy who plays every day, like we look at Buxton and say, I don't know about Buxton, he's always hurt. Or certain guys, they're always banged up.
Yep.
He plays every day. And he has, even in some inconsistencies with the overall numbers for the last few years, he has produced with power consistently.
Mm-hmm.
How is it possible that he would not have a decent five-year? It just doesn't make sense, even if you go back to a year ago. But especially now with the no qualifying offer and coming off of a big year.
The game's changed. I know in a lot of ways it's unfair to Pete. If this was the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, into the 2000s, Pete would have been handsomely rewarded. There's an emphasis on defense. There's an emphasis on foot speed. There's an emphasis on being able to throw the baseball a little bit. And those are things that Pete can't do. He's on the wrong side of 30. He's a righty. So those are the real reasons. And I'm not even saying it's fully fair, but that's the reason. You know, and I got to tell you, the verbiage, I was jotting a couple things down, and I'm guilty of it as well. Oh, the Jets have all this draft capital. Can we just say Jets have a lot of draft picks? Jets have all the draft equity.
Good
stick
point.
Up your behind. Yeah. I can't stand this. And they even do this like, and again, I'm doing it, which is bothering me. So I'm the idiot. Because I didn't even invent it. At least if I came up with a term and I was saying it, I could sound like a tool. But at least, you know, I'm the ownership of the word, which is worse because I'm just taking somebody else's stupid word and using it. Like, we talk about the free agent. Hey, who's a free agent? The free agent market. Like, we're talking about stocks and bonds. It really is... It's, you know what it is? Listen, here's what's happening. and it's happened a long time ago, and it's not changing. The infiltration of geeks in professional sports has led to a radical overhaul in how we converse about the game. That's the bottom line.
Right, because it's not just normal baseball dudes talking shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but Omar's an old school baseball
guy. Omar's
got
some street in him, so he's different. I'm not saying that. Omar, that does not apply to Omar.
Also, some of the terminology, posts, I don't think is a nerdy term. I just think it's in a baseball term, like the dry humps. That's been a thing forever. I never heard of that before. As a baseball,
about the swings? Dry humps?
No, getting the pitchers up in the bullpen. Mickey Callaway.
Dry humps?
Yeah, you've heard this, dude. When Mickey Callaway was talking about you don't want to dry hump the guy, and everybody's like, huh? What are you talking about? They call it the when you get a reliever up but don't get him in the game, you're dry humping him.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
I can't believe you missed that.
I was down the hole doing national stuff, so I really, I still followed the Yanks and the Mets. I don't remember that.
So that is
That's hysterical.
That is a term. I'll give you another one. Ron Darling on SNY sometimes refers to run as points, which I've never heard of.
That's unacceptable,
yeah, Ronnie. But for us, the outside, as much as we think we're in, on the outside, it's like, well, who the hell refers to? I've never heard that ever. Baseball runs being referred to as points.
They're not. They're runs.
But on the inside, Ronnie's not the only one who does that.
Yeah, but Ronnie's 65, 60 years old. I mean, Ronnie should just say runs.
I'm saying the players themselves, dating back to when he was a kid, probably. I don't know about college or when he became in the pros.
Yeah.
Some baseball pros refer to
runs as points?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Put some points on the board. Yes. You could ask those guys. I've talked to them about
a couple ducks on the pond. I mean, I've heard of a million expressions. Put some points on the board.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even
I've heard that once.
We've heard the familiar ones, but even for people who fancy themselves as baseball livers, like ourselves, like, a baseball fan, been in it since 40 years loving the game, all that stuff. But there are terms that I'm hearing, and I'm like, what the hell is that? But they're inside the game.
From Callaway. Just call it prom night instead.
Dry hump.
For some.
We don't need dry humping them. Got to get him in that game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.